This is the MMA Report with Guns.
Only two guys to a fight.
The fights. The fighters. The behind-the-scenes info that matters now.
Someone yells stop. Goes limp. Taps out. The fight is over.
The MMA Report.
WABC Radio, WABC Sports, Mike Guns, Gunzelman here. ABC Radio out of Madison Square Garden. We got a great fight, UFC 231 up in Toronto, December 8th, a week from tonight. And we got one of the headliners right now, featherweight champion Max Holloway. What's up, my buddy? How are you, dude?
I'm good, man. I finally get to say it, you know. Welcome to the Gun Show.
So, it's
awesome. I'm here.
Well, interview over. That's all I wanted right there. That's the best liner ever. Listen, man, I got to say this. Holloway versus Ortega, of course, pay-per-view, etc. Preliminaries on Fox Sports, Fox Sports 1, all of that. But having said that, you look good, man. You look like you're ready. You look like you're having fun again. It's been a hell of a year.
It's been a hell of a year, man. I feel great. I feel ready. I can't wait to go out there, you know. Birds fly, fishes swim, you know, lions hunt, zebras eat grass, cows eat grass.
Right.
I fight.
That's what you do.
This is what I believe I was put in this world to fight, and I can't wait to go out there and fight. And what better way to finish a year where I get to defend my belt where I actually want it.
Right.
You know? I want an interim.
It's almost like a blessing right there, right?
It's all worth it somehow.
It's
all in the nickname.
How would you describe... And I'm not going to delve too into it because, you know, you've talked about this enough, but still, it's a different show, et cetera, and we need, you know, some answers. But how would you describe the last year of your life, man?
This last year? Insane. You know, insane. You know, but I'm a big believer in one things happen for a reason. And okay. If one door closed, another bigger door opens. So, you know, I talked about it a little bit, you know, about depression and stuff. I didn't know depression was real. You know, you go look at 2017. I was a man on a mission. You know?
Right.
I was on.
You were crushing the game. Crushing.
I was on cloud nine, and you come out back from a year like that to this year. Things happen for a reason. And it's like the old saying goes. You know, it is what it is. I'm here. We're here. I can't wait to be back in Toronto and see all my Hawaiian Canadians, and we go to get this thing done.
The thing is, and I know that you mentioned before, like you know, a lot of people now deal with depression or whatnot. But is it because just things were out of your control, and that's sometimes just the most frustrating aspect because you just don't know what to do, type thing?
Yeah, you know, like I said before, I said in an interview before, it's like if this is the gladiator days. I would have shown up every single time, you know, whatever it was. People got to understand, I got fights taken away. The three fights that got taken away from me, you know?
That's what you worked your whole life for to get there.
Imagine someone coming to you and telling you, hey, you can't do your radio show today.
Right.
They're like, what?
Right.
What do you mean? It's like, yeah, you're medically unfit to do your radio show, so leave.
Wow.
And it's heartbreaking, but hey, that's what they're there. You know, that's why they're there. That's why UFC is there. That's why my team is there. I love every single body from the UFC and my team that, you know, they put my health first, you know. But sometimes that warrior mentality, you know, it just gets you by, you know. So I've been having that warrior mentality lately, and I can't wait to show the world.
It's the MMA Report here with Guns and Bernard McGurk at WABC Radio, high above Madison Square Garden. UFC 231, Toronto, December 8th. Make sure to pick it up. This is definitely one. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But isn't it all... Isn't it all worth it? You tell us, does this give you that extra motivation just to have your arm raised once again in just a couple weeks now? Like, how good will that feel when your arm gets raised as the champion once again?
I feel great, you know. I feel great. I'm having a bunch of family out there. You know, Minnie Bless be in the crowd. He'd be front row right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, after the fight, everything's said and done, get my hand raised, you know, put the belt on him. He can probably do a little Fortnite dance or some type of dance.
Fortnite's huge. Yes, absolutely.
He's going to steal the show, and you know, we can move on with life. You know, I just can't wait. I just can't wait to fight, man.
Yeah.
Fighting is...
It's what you do.
Fighting, yeah.
It's Max Holloway.
Life, you know? Yeah. You know, so I just can't wait to go out there and do it again.
Out of the three, between my boy Frankie, Frankie Edgar, obviously stepping in for Ferguson. That would have been, you know, that we would have loved. God, you versus Khabib would have been so much fun. God, can you tell I'm a fan? Like, I know the sport, you know, that would have been wild. But you would have been the savior right there. You know what I mean? You were coming in, like, that would have been rad. To even the last one with Brian. Out of those three, which was the most frustrating from your standpoint?
Everyone. Every single one. I don't hold one higher than any other one. You know, I'm a fighter. I wish I could have made the date to all of them. You know, it's
but the one that you wanted to fight more than the others, though. I mean, the Khabib step in would have been that would have been wild.
The Khabib one would have been fun. You know, the Khabib one would have been fun for sure. The Ortega one would have been fun for sure. They all have their own thing. Like, there's not one that sticks out. I always wanted to fight Frankie. Frankie's a legend.
Love Frankie. Yeah.
He's a legend. You know what I mean? This guy's one of the legends. You know, and I always wanted to fight him. Khabib right now is Khabib, you know, doing a thing. Everybody thinks that, you know, grappling and wrestling is so superior. You know, we got a striker over here sitting right across from you right now that thinks that
bring back
that's
the
not
going
to stick to
who's actually in shape. Who knows how to defend the takedown?
And then and then the Ortega fight is fun. It's fun. Yeah. This fight is so fun. You know, I'm so excited for this fight. People keep telling me. Keep saying it's funny how they're selling it. It's the blessed era versus the new era, you know?
Okay, yeah.
You know, last time I checked, I'm still 26. The boy, I'm 27, 2 fight weeks. So, and I know the guy's older than me, so I'm like, I don't know how it's the new era when the boy's younger than you. Younger than the new era. The blessed era is here to stay, baby.
Well, listen, with Ortega, though, you know he's – I mean, you know, he is a striker. He's a boxer. His left side – he doesn't bring up his arm as much when he's trying to defend himself. You know what I mean?
So he does his homework.
Yeah.
I know someone to go to now. Right?
Guns got your back. The gun show, baby. Yeah. But like, so you know he'll like, he keeps his left arm down a little bit, but what's your game plan going in there? I mean, this could get wild. This could be, these punches could be thrown for sure.
You know, the game plan is there's this button on top of tablets and controllers. It's called Order to Fight. And you go watch. I'm watching next week Saturday. You guys will see the game plan unfold. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Like you said, it's interesting. It's two guys in their prime, you know. We're both young. You know, both going to be 27 when the fight comes. And you don't see it, you know. And not that much people know of this. But this is the first, you know, undisputed title fight since Jose Aldo was a champion, the first fight without being an undisputed belt without having
literally been
Jose Aldo in it. So,
wow.
This is a history fight. It's a big one, and not only for me and him, but even for UFC. So it's exciting. Yeah.
The as far as you know, training. I mean, you've had to get up, you've had it, and then get pushed back down from things that were out of your control. You get up again, you get pushed down. What is this? As far as this training has gone for this fight, now that's officially happened. You know, Holloway will be there. Max Holloway will be there. You know, not even. I saw that you said no knocking on wood. Like, you will be there. This fight is happening, my man. Let's go. Having said that, though. Was this more of a self-training that you've been doing, or have you been focusing on his fighting style, or is it just making sure that you're the best that you personally can be?
You know, every single fight is the same. We go out there to be the best mixed martial artist in the world. You know, whoever I go out there training, the way I train is I beat you on my worst day. So that's the way we train. I got to be ready to beat you on my worst day, and that's just what it is. You know, I don't care who it is. You know what I mean? And I showed UFC multiple times. My second Aldo fight or the first Aldo fight was a fight I actually passed my short notice fights. Mm-hmm. If you think you're the best in the world, I don't care who you are. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody was telling me, you're crazy fighting Khabib in 6 days. I'm like, Khabib was fighting me on 6 days. He's crazy. That dude is crazy. You taking a fight with me on 6 days. I don't care who you are, where you are, you know, if this fight happens, something unfortunate happens, and, you know, I got to fight someone for one day, you know, call me up. You know, I'll be there, you know what I mean? Like, the UFC know who they got in Max Holloway, you know, and they know who I am. So I'm just excited. I like to fight. Right. I like to fight, you know, and I can't wait.
And UFC 231. It's got some other great cards. You got Valentina, of course, versus Joanna. That one is going to be fun because Joanna needs, you know what I mean? She's itching for another victory for sure. And Valentina's a badass, so that's going to be a fun one right there, you know?
That's a scary. You want to see two girls that fight like dudes? That's the fight. They fight they fight. They're some scary, yeah. scary ladies. Yeah,
but also badasses.
They're good.
Yeah, yeah.
They throw punches and kicks like men.
Yeah.
So it's very crazy. I was so excited. I was bummed when they first announced that fight might not have been happening.
Right.
I called up my team and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
They damn took Joanna away from us. Yeah. It's some craziness. And then when we did our media tour, they said, no, they're still on the call. I was like, yes.
There we go. It's a good 1-2 combo right there.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you got Santos fighting later on as well. That should be good. So, Tiago and whatnot. So that should be, it's a good card for everybody out there. Fox Sports 1, then of course the pay-per-view, Let's Go. That's December 8th, Toronto, UFC 231. We're here with Max Holloway. Beyond that, I had Forrest Griffin on the show a couple weeks ago, and great guy, and, you know, living legend, obviously, you know, helped create the sport, build it up to what it is today, you know, influencer for so many out there. And one of the things we talked about was something that you sort of had to deal with, the fact that the weight cutting. And I was like, why does it seem like the weight cutting issues or the problems around it? And I was like, why does it seem like it's happening more now than before? And Forrest said that there's more fights now. And also he said with social media and the fact that there's more people glued into UFC that perhaps, or MMA, I should say, that it's getting more attention. What do you think they need to do? I mean, you know, it's been rough, it seems, at times. What do they need to do to fix it so that for the fighter's health, but also for the sport's health as well?
I don't know. That's a tough question, you know, because, you know, boxing, you got like every 3 pounds, you know. I think so. Adding the 65 and the 75 and then 85, 95, maybe 205 and then 220 and then heavyweight. I think so. That would be like all the weight classes, I would say, you know, 10-pound bumps or whatever. But I don't know what it is, because we can make these new weight rules, and people still going to try and push themselves, you know.
Right, of course.
I don't know what it is, you know. I don't know how to fix it. I don't have the answer. You know, hopefully they can figure it out and have the answer soon. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really do not know. And
right.
science is getting crazy, you know. So a lot of people are doing scientific ways now. And now we're able to get nutritionists and stuff and on board and stuff. So there's a bunch of things, you know. There's a bunch of things that we can say this, but then...
And everybody's body's different, and everyone still will push it to continue to push it. Yeah.
Sure.
How good is it, though, when you're able to, once fight's over, or even like the day after, the 2 days after, just to be able to eat again and eat what you want again? You know what I mean? Like just to splurge? Do you splurge like afterwards? You just go like once you're done like cutting and, you know, the fight's over, just to try to get back to, you know, your normal self again?
Yeah, you know, look, I said it before, you know, all these dudes is cupcakes to me, you know, and you guys got some of the world's best cupcakes here, you know, baked by Melissa. Shout out to her. She be coming in clutch for us a bunch of times, and she be taking care of us.
Shout out to Baked by Melissa. Oh, absolutely. New sponsor right there. Thanks.
Hit us up at Bless MMA. We actually don't hit us. We've been in contact with them.
Yeah.
They've been taking good care of us, and I love that. I'm a sweet tooth guy, you know.
Yeah.
I love after fights, I always try to take my son to Disneyland.
Cool.
You guys don't want to hear how much chores I put down in a day.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, you know, and it's, but recently it's been good, you know, it's been good. My weight's been good. I've been eating a lot.
Good.
I've been eating a lot, so like I'm not even looking forward to splurging after, because I've been actually eating
You've been doing good, you know.
So I feel great, but the sweet tooth, man, who doesn't love ice cream? Who doesn't like sugar?
Favorite ice cream flavor.
Favorite ice cream flavor? Ah, man.
Cookies and
cream, cookie dough.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
I like cotton candy. There's a cotton candy out there with nerds in it, and it's delicious. It sounds weird, but it's so good. So pick some up, all right?
Yeah, it sounds
I'll send
weird,
you some. I'll give some to my buddy Josh. I'll make sure he gets you to it, all right? After you win, though, all right?
After Saturday. Yeah.
After December 8th.
Unless you send it before the fight, then I'm going to call you a Tego fan.
Yeah.
You
know,
you don't want that.
Just be tempting you with that, right? Listen, the fight's December 8th, Holloway versus Ortega. You look good. You sound good. You seem more motivated now, and you know it's just going to all come down to those couple rounds in the octagon, and we're looking forward to it. A couple other questions real quick. My buddy Israel, possibly fighting Silva. Not sure if that's official. Possibly it is official.
Yeah,
love Israel. Awesome guy. You know, helping the sport so much. He's a badass. He talks, but he backs it up. What do you think about that fight?
It's cool, you know. It's kind of cool to see what he said, too, you know, LeBron versus Michael Jordan. So
right.
We see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm excited, you know. I like Israel. I'm I've been a fan of his last couple fights, yeah. You know, and that he's been coming up and showing people that his wrestling is no joke. You know, he had that one fight, and I was like, oh man, we see what happens. And after that one fight,
he's been able to back it up. Yeah,
he's been backing it up like crazy. So you know, I see that guy being a champ for sure in the future. And you gotta love it. You know, I'm a striker. I fucking stand by strikers. You know, Everybody, there's like these posters going around. Oh, look at all the UFC champions. Wrestler, or the pound for pound. UFC and pound for pound lizard. Like wrestler, striker. Like only got like two of us.
Right, so the strikers look out for the other strikers, you know?
And I'm like, dude, like, come on. Yeah. Like, come on, that's just relax, you know?
Yeah.
This is mixed martial arts, so it's cool.
There we go, absolutely. And finally, what does... What does Connor have to do? What should Connor do?
I don't know. You know? I have no idea. You know, I know they got him and Khabib got something coming up.
Yeah,
I think so. That big court deal.
Yeah,
and you know, I know two guys is awesome guys. They're two great guys. You know, I don't know. They haven't been showing it lately with Trinity Media and stuff. But two guys is very cool dudes, and I don't want to get mixed up with the commission or them for out of respect, out of account.
No, but do you think he should fight Khabib next? Do you think he should go fight somebody else first and then kind of come back, or what do you think? Do you want to fight Khabib next?
You know, I've been a champion. I'm a champion. You know?
Of course.
I defended it. You know, and that was a goal for mine. Now the next thing is to be a pound for pound in the world, you know, If they want me to go up a weight class, I'll do it. If they want me to defend, I'll do it. They want me to go up two weight classes, I'll do it.
Okay.
You know, if you believe you're the best in the world and you're the number one pound for pound fighter, you should be able to fight anyone, anywhere, you know, and show up to fight. So, I know, like how you said, like the Khabib is in front of me, you know. So if that's the route they want to go, that's the route they want to go.
Be fun, man. Yeah.
If there's people like, no, look, this fight probably gets you moving up to the rankings faster than. I'll do that fight.
And there's so many people we love to see. I mean, you've been able to fight so many greats already, but there's so many awesome fights that we can have with you, man.
What a time to be alive.
Ain't that the truth? My man, yeah. December 8th, Max Holloway versus Ortega. Definitely check it out. You've got Valentina versus Joanna as well, and the whole card is stacked. It's going to be fun, pay-per-view. UFC 231, gun show, baby. Thanks for coming through. MMA Report here on ABC, Madison Square Garden. We need you to fight here soon, all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We need you at a UFC event.
I've been telling them.
At Madison Square Garden.
I love Madison Square. I love the code, but it's going to be another code one. But, hey, UFC, everything goes good. I would love to fight like three times next year after this one. So.
Okay. So you're not hiding away. You want to be out there.
I want to be out there. I want to get out there. I want to do work and we see what happens, you know.
Cool.
It's always cold. That's why, it's cold in November. But the one reason I really want to fight in New York, because, you know, Madison Square Garden is Madison Square Garden. New York is New York. But, man, you can eat Thanksgiving. I gave up Thanksgiving 3 years in a row.
Oh, no good. Yeah, yeah.
It's no good. I need to be able to eat Thanksgiving again. So hopefully I see you guys next year at Madison Square Garden.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, after you fight December 8th, you can celebrate. You can eat all you want for Thanksgiving. You can celebrate your birthday the proper way. You know what I mean? You can celebrate and a victory. All right?
Yes,
so you can do
you.
All of that.
Thank you to the gun show, baby. I feel great. I feel blessed. I'm going to bring the guns come December 8th.
There we go. My man, Max Holloway. Check it out. UFC 231.
The MMA Report with Guns. Production of WABC Radio New York and WABCRadio.com.